This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The good news about this economy today comes to us via the manufacturing sector. Orders for durable goods, big expensive things like cars and appliances, machinery too, and aircraft, they were up 3.2% in March. Quite the turnaround, one must say, from just a couple of months ago. Durables orders were down 5% in January. But I know I said this was today's economics bright spot, but as Marketplace Mitchell Hartman reports, today's bright, shiny headline number on this might be just slightly less than actually meets the eye.
That 3.2% increase in durable goods orders for March sure is big. But there's a major caveat. It's driven by one really volatile variable, commercial aircraft. One plane can cost well over $100 million. Boeing booked 38 new orders in March, leading to an 80% jump in a single month.
So it requires us to look under the hood every month to see what's actually happening.
Dan North at credit insurer Allianz Trade says strip out volatile transportation orders down to what's called core non-defense capital goods, and last month was a whole lot less impressive.
That number was actually down 0.4%, and it's been down 4 out of the past 5 months. And why do we look at non-defense capital goods? Well, it's really a good proxy for business spending.
Spending on new machinery, computers, automation. In other words, businesses investing in the future. And when they cut back sharply, it's a warning, says Andrew Hunter at Capital Economics.
The fact that it now seems to be weakening and has been weakening for the past couple of quarters now is unfortunately a sign, I think, that economic growth is heading lower.
Now, to put this in context, manufacturing is only about 1/8 of the economy. So Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial Network says it's possible to have a manufacturing slump
and still see the economy as a whole continue to grow.
And back to those rockstar aircraft orders we started with, McMillan says they're volatile, sure, but they do tell us something important about the economy.
Airlines are feeling pretty positive, both about where they are and about the future.
He points out, though, in the past, airlines haven't always been great at predicting the economic future. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.